So what we are going to talk about today are on-call agreements, electronic health records, Section 1557, prohibition on discrimination. Okay. All right. Hopefully you can hear me now. And non-physician providers. And what we're going to do is I'm going to ask questions, and our panelists are going to answer those questions for us. So we're going to start with this question that Sue is going to answer, and we'll have a series about on-call agreements. So the OIG advisory opinions approve arrangements for on-call services that are offered on equal terms to all members of the medical staff. And Sue, are there circumstances in which a hospital can offer on-call to only a subset of the medical staff?
Thanks, Kathy. We've thought a lot about this and have decided that there are circumstances in which a more limited panel can be appropriate. You know, on-call arrangements really have been an evolution. Back in the day, doctors took call because that's just what doctors did. They took call. And my dad's a retired physician. When they would have family, friends over for dinner, the mantelpiece was lined with beepers because everybody was awaiting their turn where they may have gotten the call from the hospital or the practice. But as the dynamics of medicine changed and physicians were working harder to maybe make up for a revenue squeeze and looking for that work-life balance that we're all aspiring to achieve sometime, it got harder to for physicians to willingly participate in on-call panels. And that's the dynamic that the OIG recognized in their advisory opinions, where they balance the hospital's patient care obligations and EMTALA obligations against the physician's desire to avoid the burden of carrying that beeper.